The
Mishnah on Dafyut Gimel on the base in Made Cotton lists the number of people that are potter from who are allowed to take, to cut their hair, to cut their beards on Chol HaMoed. Habam Midin Hayam, something that comes from abroad, Beis Hashivya, who is like a captive, he's left out, Vayud Beis HaAsurim, something that leaves prison. All these people are allowed to take haircuts and to cut their beards on the Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara asks, what's the reason why everybody else, apart from these people, are not allowed to shave their hair and their beards on the Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara says, Kedisnan Anshe Mishmor Ba'anshe Maimot Asun Lesafe Lechabes Mipnei Ba'omer Abba Ba'ba Chana Omer Ve'loz Maitam Ba'kedei Shalei Konsul Lemishmor Oson Kishayim Mulvolim. There was, in the base of Migdosh, the Kohenim were split up into groups, and every week there was a different group of Kohenim that did their Mishmor, the Avodah in the base of Migdosh. And who are doing the Anshe Maimot, the people that were selected to stand by the Korban, and it was split up weekly. And these people came their week in the base of Midrash, and they served, they did their jobs. And they were not allowed to have a haircut in the time of the week that was designated to them. And the reason is, the Gemara says, is because that they weren't allowed to come in manuval. They had to come in looking respectable. And the Mela, in order to ensure that they came in looking respectable, so they asked you to have a haircut during the week of their Maimad, or of their Mishmar, in order so that beforehand you do have your haircut before that. So the Gemara says, Chachinami, here too by Chol HaMoed, we are mechayev you to have a haircut. We don't allow you to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed to ensure that you're going to have a haircut or shave your beard before the Moed. Today should you come to the Regal Menuvolim. In order so you shouldn't enter the Moed or the Regal Menuvol. So Mela, to ensure that they acid you from having a haircut on Chol HaMoed, to ensure that beforehand you would have a haircut. Okay, so the Rishonim all ask, what is the reason that the Gemara had to come on to a special reason of Kedei Shalei Yikonsu L'Regel Menuvolim? There's an Issa, there's a Melechas Chol HaMoed is often. The Melechas are often Chol HaMoed. One of the Melechas are Goyzes. So there's an issa to do goyzes on Chol HaMoed. So why just come to a special reason of Shalei Yikonsu L'Regel Menuvolim? They asked you to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed as a kanas in order to ensure that you're going to take it, you're going to do it beforehand. It was anyway osa, else melechas goyzes. So the Ritva answers, and the Ramban as well, I'll just read out to you the nusach of the Ritva. On Daf Yedalel Mil Aruf, Ritva says, Afagav the Giluach Malocha Gimurahi, Mikom Mokim Kivenshi Tikun Haguf, Vipoiponim, Kitsoyach Oichon Nefesh Domi, Kidisnan Oitha Oit Tashitabamoid, the Einchot Soyach Moid Godamiza. So the Ritva says, the reason why there's no problem of Malocha on Chol HaMoed is because it's called Soyach Haguf. Now, just to give you a small outline on Hilchos Chol HaMoed, there's different dargas of Heterim that we have on Chol HaMoed. There's Tzoyach HaMoed, which is Matthew to do Maisa Hedjet, a non-professional melacha, and you could do Maisa Hedjet, which is a sort of Shinoi, but then you have Dov HaOved, which is a much stronger Heter, which will allow you to do even a Maisa Uman, a professional act, and then you've got Tzoyach Oichon Nefesh is the strongest Heter in Chol HaMoed. Anything which is Oichon Nefesh, it bulldozes over any sort of problem. It can be done befrahesia, ma'isu umman, tircha yaseira, it can be done everything. It can literally bulldoze over any sort of isurim. And so the Ritva over here is saying that tzoyich oichon nefesh, tzoyich haguf has got the same din as oichon nefesh. Tzoyich haguf, something which you need to masakin your guf. And over here, when we are saying about being miyapi your guf, to make your guf look nice by giving yourself a haircut, that's the same din as oichon nefesh, and it bulldozes over anything. And this is passing halacha in the Tof Guf Menvov. The Be'er Halacha brings down that oyster tashit, one of the proofs that the Ritva brings down this Ritva mamash, that that the isha tachi tevel moed, a woman's allowed to apply makeup on moed, even though there are melachos which she's doing, she's allowed to do so with no problem, and even if there's a lot of tilcha, and even if she has in mind, she intends, she could have done it before Yom Tov, but she dafka waited, so that's all allowed. The be alocha in Tokuf Membav, oyse isha tachi tevel moed. The Be'alacha says, "Shazed soyecha gufu ke'ein oichon nefesh lefikach oisa kedarka b'leishini b'tilch rabo." It brings down the lashon of the Ritva. Yeah, so we're passing out this Ritva, and the Ramban says the same thing. So there's no malacha of goizes. So that's the reason why we have to come on to a new issa called Shli Konsul Egmund Uvonin to ensure that they're going to take the haircut, the acid haircut on the Cholamoid, to ensure you do it before one, because there's no malacha. There's no malacha. Okay. The problem is that the Be'alach in Tafkuf Lamed Aleph, he brings down all these hetayim, which the Mishnah lists of people that can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And he says, he proves from various places that these people can do it kedarka, they can take a haircut, kedarka, ma'isa umam. And at the end, he says, L'choyer kosher, halal dobo she'eno eichu nefesh, v'hulat tzoyach ha-moed, v'kaim elon, the tzoyach ha-moed bo yishinoi. He doesn't understand. He says the only hat over here is tzoyach ha-moed, and so why should it be allowed to? Okay, they got a hat that they didn't come into the knas, the is that we had that should be considered in the volume. These people were botanists. They were in a jailhouse, or they were captives, or they were in Medina Sayyam. They didn't have time. They couldn't, for whatever reason, they were botanists. They couldn't take a hat before Yom Tov. So they we allowed them. On even despite the fact that there's an issa of shuli konsul egmund uvonin, we allow them to take a haircut. But still, there's a problem of the melacha. What do you do with the melacha? So he says, melacha is muta al tzoyach ha-moed. So he says he doesn't understand that tzoyach ha-moed should only be matir ma'aseh hedyot, a non-professional act, the law of ma'aseh umam. And he proves from many places that these people can take a haircut with a ma'aseh umam, kedarka. He says that he asks, how can it be that they can take a haircut kedarka with a ma'aseh umam? Aye. It's only tzoyach ha-moed. So he answers, which is difficult to explain. He says, "V'ulai pnei shehu ad koi and musn bedavar as so'um chazal kedavar ha'ovid." He says, "The adayin tzorachim." He says that, like I said, davar ha'ovid is matir ma'aseh umam. So he says over here, these people have got a din of a davar ha'ovid. Now, don't know exactly now how you want to figure out how these people have got a din of a davar ha'ovid. What the pashtus of what, which is not very possible, but the pashtus of what he's saying is that in Chol HaMoed, davar ha'ovid is not dafka a monetary loss. Davar ha'ovid can be if you have a scenario which will not present itself another time throughout the year, so that's called davar ha'ovid. If you miss out on an opportunity, so we're here to be on Yom Tov mechubad, that's called a davar ha'ovid. He had lost opportunity. After moed, he's lost. It's no longer the moed. So to not be on the moed, looking mechubad, that's a lost opportunity. So that's called davar ha'ovid. It's a very bechilus that I have a better pshat in the Be'alocha. Anyway, bottom line is, he says that they made him a davar ha'ovid. The baya is that the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ritva. We quoted the Ritva. He brings down the Ritva in Tov Kuf Mem Vov. That tzoyach ha-guf, this issue is actually terrible moed, tzoyach ha-guf is mati, even in my umman, tircha yaseiros, or the number of nefesh, it's the best heter that exists in Chol HaMoed. And not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah in Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph, on this halacha, says, Eim legarachim b'moed, he says, ba'achtes sipo v'giluach, hudova shal yipoi v'tikun ha-guf, shu tzoyach ha-moed, afilo ochi, osu b'tzoyach ha-moed, today she is doyz le galeach kodem ha-moed, because of this issue. Mishnah Berurah brings down and the bit shouts here and says, Loshen ha-ridvah. He's referring to this ridvah in front of us, and he interestingly misses out two words. He says, tzoyach ha-moed, he brings the exact same Loshen of the ridvah. He misses out, ka'ichu nefesh tomi. He says, tzoyach, the exact words, and when he says, tzoyach ha-moed, the ridvah adds on, ka'ichu nefesh tomi. And the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, just a good idea to know. Mishnah Berurah is not just Malachit. It's the words are mammoth precise. I've countless amount of times. It can be learnt on very, very, very different many dargas of but obviously you can learn it from Shufi, but it's like Rashi. But what I'm saying is he's very, very meduic. So if he misses out something, it's for a reason. He's quoting the Ritva, he specifically misses out two words. which is in line with the Be'alacha, which he says that it's only a Tzorcham Bo, it's not Tzorcham Aguf. Mr. Goffman, are you following me? I mean, I'm going to get in trouble with Mr. Goffman. We're Chavrusas, and make sure that we're all on the right page. Okay, so I'm just, over here, there is, he's clearly missed out Tzorcham Aguf in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Be'alacha, and he has come on to a very, very dochuk answer, which Rishonim don't give. The Be'alacha was mechadish, a new answer called Dova Oved. The reason why the Melacha is mutter of a Maisa Uman without the Issa of Shvili Konsul Legum Nevonim is because of Dova Oved, which the Rishonim do not give. He was mechadish by himself. He brings the Ritva, he misses out two of his words, and he brings the Ritva on Toshpuf Menvov, the Halacha, that you can do it. Tzorcham Aguf has got the same thing as Oichonis. So don't think that he doesn't hold of this, because he does hold of it. So what do you do with this, Mishnah Berurah? Okay. At the beginning I was thinking, and Baruch Hashem, I was very happy that I found an early Achron that said it, that Tzorcham Aguf, the Mishnah Berurah held that Tzorcham Aguf, there's different types of Tzorcham Aguf. There's a Tzorcham Aguf where you're being stuck in your guf, right? Let's say medically. And there's Tzorcham Aguf which is the Yipui. Now, Yipui, to make yourself look nice. So the Yipui, where the example used in the Gemara is by an Isha. Of Isa, like we said, by Tashitim B'moed, to apply makeup and these kind of things by an Isha. So, I was thinking, maybe the kind of Tzorcham Aguf, which is Shel Yipui, is only ever said regarding a woman. But by a man, Shel Yipui is no better than Tzorcham Moed. And I found in a Sefer, in the Tshuvos, Rabbi Yedidya Tia Vayil, so early Achlin, and he's Niskash on the Ritva, he asks on the Ritva, how can you bring a raya from Oisei Isha Tachshiteh B'moed? There it's talking about Isha, and Isha, you can say that for her, Shel Yipui is God. It's got a deal of Oisei Nefesh, but to a regular man, it's no better than Tzorcham Moed. So I was thinking, that's maybe what the channel Mishnah Berurah is. Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to men, over here we're talking about men, cutting their hair. So men making themselves looking nice, that's a Tzorcham Moed, that's a Tzorcham to them on the Moed. But more than that, it's called the Tzorcham Aguf, it's got a little Eichel Nefesh. To that extent, that isn't the case. Mamele's got a kasha. What do we do with these men that are allowed to do a Maisa Uman? And on that, he gives an answer, double of it. But unfortunately, that's not a plan in Mishnah Berurah, because in the end of Tosfos Lamed Aleph, it talks about you're allowed to shave your mustache on Chol HaMoed. And the Sha'at Tzin over there says, that, I mean, we say that shaving a moustache, there's no problem there. We're never going there, this Issa, or Shlo Yikon to Legum Nevolin by the moustache, because even if you grow your moustache, apparently, that's not Menuvul. It's not nice. You don't come into, it doesn't, no disrespect to Yom Tov, to come in with your moustache not being shaved, apparently. That's what it says. So, he says, so the Sha'at Tzin says, the idea gidul sofer lo yem nuvo. What if you grow your moustache? It's not nuvo. And mameila the lo hichichuhu legalchem erev yomtov. They won't mechayev him to megaleach erev yomtov. Mikol mokem tzorch loyma dezen niko yipui betikna guf. Di lavochi ye osmi tamalechas goyiz buchlamoid. So the Bishar Tzin says over here clearly that by a man shaving his moustache, and I'm not talking about a woman over here. So a man shaving his moustache. Yeah, the intel there is called Yipui Haguf, and that's got, you know, the Tzorcham Aguf, Pashtos, and the reason why he's saying it's Muhasa, he's talking about Tzorcham Aguf over here, the head of Tzorcham Aguf, because we're talking about even things which are not Ma'akib Achila. The whole story, if it's Ma'akib Achila, you can do it because of Oichon Nefesh. But if it's not Ma'akib Achila, and you can do it with Kedarkoi, with instruments, so that's only allowed with a heter of that Tzorcham Moed normal is not enough. You have to come on to a stronger heter. So you have to, he says, Yipui Aguf is Kipshuta, he's talking about the heter of Tzorcham Aguf. So over here, you see over here, that the Sha'at Tzin says that even by a man, Yipui Aguf is God, you know, Tzorcham Aguf, and it's Matir, Melechas Uman, on Chol HaMoed. So we're back there. What is the Pshat in the Be'alacha, that says that they have to come along and be mati, they have to be mati, biluach, melechas goizeis, maisa uman, because of Dova Ovid. Yeah. Okay. So, let's go on with the Gemara a little bit. The Gemara brings down a sophic. It says, Borev Zeya, of the Aveda on Erev HaRegel, somebody that lost his Aveda on Erev HaRegel, even the honest mutter, do we say since he was Ba'onis, he didn't have time to take a haircut, so he's mutter to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, because the whole reason was because Shli Konsulag Nuvon, but he was Ba'onis, so he's like the same as the people listed in the Mishnah, that they were Ba'onis before the Regel, so Mela, they're allowed to take a haircut in the Moed. So who are then? These people also, they couldn't do this one, so Ba'onis is allowed to. Oy Dilma, Kiven Delay Mukha Milsa Loi, or maybe because it's not Mukha Milsa, it's not people don't know that this person had lost his Aveda. They didn't know that. They just think he was lazy and he didn't cut his hair. So Mamela, you're not allowed to cut. Mamela also, it's not the same as the people less than the Mishnah. Those people, everybody knew. Today, this guy is getting out of jail. The major simcha. So people knew that he was Ba'onis. So there was no chashash of Ma'as Ayin. But a person that doesn't have a small onus where he lost his Aveda, people don't know that he lost his Aveda. So Mamela, for this person, it's the Issa of Ma'as Ayin. So a buyer says back to him, of course it's an Issa of Ma'as Ayin. It's possible it's an Issa of Ma'as Ayin. As upon him, Reb Zeira was misnapic, and a buyer was patient and said, there's definitely a Ma'as Ayin over here. So the Beis Yosef brings down that we paskin like Reb Zeira. I actually made a mistake. The pshat in Reb Zeira, I don't know if it's out Ma'as Ayin. He says it's not muchach milse. It wasn't an oinus which was mufusam. I'm saying it's Ma'as Ayin. Okay, fine. So basically it brings down. There's machleks rishonim who we pat, do we go lekura lekumra. And he brings down the shame, the Rosh, the Rambam, and the Rif, that you go lechumra. And the Beis Yosef is matmiya. How can you go lechumra? He's matmiya only on the Rambam and the Rosh. How can they go lechumra in this topic? According to them, Meleches Chol HaMoed is only midivrayim. Rosh and the Rambam say behedya that Meleches Chol HaMoed is midrabbanon. And the basically asks if it's a sofik. It's a sofik midrabbanon. You go lekula. Why are they going lekumra? So the obvious kasha is the Rif. Why is he not asking on the Rif? Because the Rif held Meleches Chol HaMoed is the raisa. So you understood this. I understand why you go lekumra. Kasha is that the issa on Chol HaMoed to cut your hair is really considered minuvonin. It's an issa drabonon. The kuli am is an issa drabonon. So the kasha should be, the basis kasha should be also on the Rif. The Rif, they go that Meleches Chol HaMoed is the raisa. What does that have to do with anything? On the Melacha, there's a het of Sirach HaGuf. Or Dova Ovin, thank you. Yeah? And the issa over here that we're talking about in this sugya is Shri Konsul Agumun Vonin. It's an issa drabonon. It's nothing to do with the Melacha. So even according to the Rif that holds Meleches Chol HaMoed is the raisa, over here it's the drabonon. So almost to the Rif, the Kasha, he should also go to Kula. So the Sufik drabonon Kula. So I found the Chasam Sefer as the Kasha. And I'll tell you the outline of the answer, and then I'll explain it better, and then I'll bring Raya's. The outline of the answer is that they were never Mechadish in Issa. Chazal were not Mechadish. Shri Konsul Regmun of Ola is not that they were Mechadish in you Issa. It's that they said that the Hector that you have of Tzorech HaGuf or Tzorech HaMoed does not exist. And as Kemal that you don't have the Hector of Tzorech HaGuf, so Hodjo, you're back to the Issa Melocha of Meleches Chol HaMoed. So Mamela say Geshmak, if it is you hold your abonons, so you'd say Sofik Dov in a Sofik, you'd say Sofik Dov in a Kula. You have Meleches Chol HaMoed in the Raisa, so you'd say Sofik Dov in a Chumra. So it'd go each one according to, that's the outline of the answer. The Chasam Sofik explains like this. He says that it's an amazing, interesting way of looking at things. He says the whole, I've come up that the entire reason that they wanted you, they asked you to take, to have a haircut or to cut your beard on Chol HaMoed is because of Kavod HaRegel. They wanted you to come into the Regel looking nice. So in Meila, you can't define Tzorech HaGuf, which is the Yesod Mishum Kavod HaRegel, as being Kavod. You can't say this is called Kavod HaRegel. Not cutting your hair is Kavod HaRegel. There is, not having a haircut is Kavod HaRegel. It's not just that there's a new Issa. It's that, a camel that the Torah says the reason why they wanted you to they asked that having a hack on Chol HaMoed was in order to have a hack beforehand. So Mamela, the whole yesoid of cutting of not having a haircut no longer becomes a Chol HaMoed. Ma'ash Faket, not having a haircut, because by not having a haircut in the long run, that encourages that people will come in to the Moed looking mechubad. So not having a haircut is Chol HaMoed. Ma'ash Faket, not having a haircut, looking greasy and having long hair is Chol HaMoed. That is the Chol HaMoed on Chol HaMoed. If you missed it beforehand, now that you've missed it, so now this is more Chol HaMoed than to have a haircut. This is called Chol HaMoed. So Mamela, I'm embellishing a little bit, but this is the Chasam Sofer. So he's saying that pshat, at Kamal, that they said that we wanted you to have a haircut before the Moed. And you're not allowed to have a haircut during the Moed because we wanted to ensure that people respect the Moed. And in the long run, everybody, if you tell people that to have a haircut on the Chol HaMoed is utter, so Mela, that will increase more Chol HaMoed. So Mela, it's not called, by having a haircut, it's not called Chol HaMoed on Chol HaMoed. So Mela, you no longer have the haircut of Chol HaMoed. You no longer have the Tzorech HaGuf, which is covered midin, is the Yisroel Mishim covered HaMoed, you don't have that Eter. So Mela, Hoda Dino to the Malacha. And Mela, each one according to their own Shittis. Malacha Tzorech HaMoed is Deraisa, it's going to be Deraisa, Malacha Tzorech HaMoed is going to be Drabon, it's going to be Drabon. And I found Mamash Mufush in the Iri. Gemara here, which if you, I don't know if you noticed, I was reading and then I stopped and then I continued. I limit our land on purpose. One of the things that it says in the Gemara is that by the Anshe Mishmah, the Anshe Maimed, on Yom, if they didn't take a haircut, if it comes to Yom Chamishi, it's Erev Shabbos, they're allowed to take a haircut. Why? Because of Kovod Shabbos. So the Me'iri asks, why is it better, if we're now saying that the whole Makar of the Malacha, the whole Makar of the Issa, Shri Kansu, the Regum Ruvon, comes from Anshe Mishmah, which is our Kovod HaMikdosh, they allowed you to, and Mamela over there, you are allowed to take a haircut on Yom Chamishi because of Kovod Shabbos. So here also, on Yom Chol HaMoed, if it's before Yom Tov Achrin Shachag or Erev Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you should also be able to take a haircut because of for the same reasons. No better, no slow gora than Anshe Mishmah, Anshe Maimed. So the Me'iri says that, the Me'iri says like this. It's Mamash Mefurush. The whole thing was purely a knas. It was a knas. Because they acted it, Naase Kishna Malachi Fasuas Boy, She'ain Chamish Matirosan. He says, as Kamal that they said that they said that with the way that we're putting in this from the Chasam Sofer, as Kamal they said that is they do not want you to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed because that will Adrabah, that will be Marbet Void Haregel, so Mela, that now becomes Asam Mishum Malacha. Malacha you can't be matir. The Iri, don't know why. The chiluk he's still making is between Malacha. He's saying Malacha, even if it's Malacha Rabbanon, you won't be making Malacha, even Malacha Rabbanon, you shouldn't cover Shabbos. It's Rabbanon Chamur. That's what you get, yeah. So, Rav wants, you'll be happy with this. There is a Shmir Shabbos Kechosa, Shmir Zaman Oivach. So he says like this. There's the same issa of running out of time badly. The same issa of we have Shli Konsul Regum Ravolin is the same issa that you have by kibbutz. They said you're not allowed to mechabes on Chol HaMoed. Also Shli Konsul Regum Ravolin. It's the same demand late behemshach mekamal yudalim dalif. So, Shem Zalman, one of the heterim of kibbutz is somebody that only has Misha Engel Ela Cholok Echol. He only has one piece of clothing. So, he's allowed to be Mechabas on the Moed. But there's one Tanai, there's a problem of Ma'is Ayin. People don't know why he's being Mechabes. So the Gemara says there's no Ma'is Ayin by somebody that is washing his clothes because he's a Zurim Mechiyat Lov. He's got a special thing he wears around his waist, which apparently was Yodua back then. That's somebody that's wearing that. It's Yodua. He only has one piece of clothing, and Mamela, there's no Chashash of Ma'is Ayin, and he's allowed to mechabes. So the priest can say, "Bizman hazeh, we don't have such a thing as izur mechiyach alav." So even somebody that has only got one piece of clothing cannot be mechabes on Chol HaMoed because he does not have izur mechiyach alav. Kach katub b'Rishonim. It's not nowadays we do not have izur mechiyach alav. So maybe there should be also, even though mi'ikadin mitzad melachos shibay should be is fine, but mitzad ma'as ayin is also. So if noivot in shmei shalos yochosa, he wants a taina that at Kaveh it's out Ma'as Ayin. So there's a klal, and there's a taste of Kesubas Dasan, that on the Rabbonons, you can do it, Ma'as Ayin, you're allowed to do it, but Tzino. Yeah? On the Deraisa, Filu Bechad Lichadom is also. There's a Rab in Gemara many times says, but on the Rabbonon, you're allowed to do it, Tzino. So he wants the time of the Misha Ilay Lecholok Echon, that Kaveh is Mutmi Ikadin. Shumvela, the only problem is only out Ma'as Ayin, so Bitzinah should be able to be mutter. So he said this, he asked Rav Shem Azaman. Rav Shem Azaman said like this. Rav Shem Azaman said that at Kamor, that the din of Shri Consul of Gumnavolin, that's not the Issa. Shri Consul of Gumnavolin was just a way, a Heikha Tinsa, being Mafkia, the Heter. And at Kamor, that there's a big amount of placing. The Bihalochim in Tokhuf Lama brings down many, many Rishonim that hold. That Melechat Chol HaMoed Deraisa. So Rav Shmuel Zalman says you go back to being an Issa Deraisa. So maybe it's Ma'as Ayin on a Deraisa. On a Deraisa, you don't have the klal of that, but still you're allowed to do it. So you have Rav Shmuel Zalman at least saying the exact same mahalach. Okay. Yeah. So that's what the mahalach in terms of Melechat Chol HaMoed. So if you say again, so the people for the people that is offer, it's going to be offer for me to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. It's going to be offer mishum melacha. Either do a bon according to the Rishon or the Raisa. Okay, so that's one yisoid. Next one yisoid, Mr. Goffman. One yisoid. That's one yisoid. Everything else was just there. That yisoid is just that the melacha is. That the issa of taking a haircut is not within Shri Council of Munavolin. That which the Gemara said that he's not allowed to enter into the regal looking Munavol, that is just a reason why they was no longer considered covered Hamoid. And Mamele is off Mishum Melocha. Melocha, yeah. So now there's Rabbeinu Tam, which Rabbeinu Tam says, he's talking about shaving your beard. Person shaves, he taka shaves an Erev Yom Tov, he shaves his beard. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to say he wasn't nichnas into the regular menuvel, so he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. He's allowed to shave his beard again. If his beard starts growing again on Chol HaMoed, he wants to take it. We don't pass him like this. Make it very clear. It's not passing like this. Even if you shave your beard, you cannot take a haircut. There is Reb Moshe, okay, whatever. But the Bikaron, we don't pass Rabbeinu Tam. So he wants to say, if you weren't nichnas, the whole reason was the knas, that you were nichnas into regum novel, so Bamela, that's why you're offer. This guy, he did everything good. He was makbid to shave before Yom Tov. So he entered into the Moed, he should be able to be Megalech on Chol HaMoed. So there's a few questions on him. The Tor argues, and one of the kashas the Tor asks is that he's not, if it was true that a person that shaved before the Moed is allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed, so then he should be listed in the Mishnah. Why is he not mentioned in the Mishnah? So Reb Moshe Feinstein that wants to use the Rabbeinu Tam, he builds on Rabbeinu Tam to be Matir, many people that shave Erev Yom Tov. He says it's Ton of Ashaya. Ton of Ashaya, many times you see that not the Mishnah doesn't bring down all the cases that were Mutter, Ton of Ashaya. I want to say a different answer. Tosfos over here in Daf Yud Gimel Beis says that the connection, it says Va'elu. Va'elu is the beginning of a perek. Va'elu Megalchin. What's the Va'elu? What's the Vav Achibo? So the Tosfos says it's a continuation from the previous Mishnah where it talks about Moichi Peres, Ksus V'Kalim, Moichi Betzino. So Tosfos says Mishum de tonne be ilach perkin de vormish oifn et zoyach hamoid, kumoy moichi peis, de naasim kedin. Katoy nami va eilu naasim shloi kedin et zoyach hamoid. These people are doing shloi kedin. Before, when I was talking about people selling payros, which they're doing a sale is not allowed, beikaron, to be done, it's pragmatia, we're not allowed to be done on Chol Moed, but because you're doing it for Oichon Nefesh, it's called Me'il's Kut, that what they're doing is Kedin, they did it Kedin. These people who are listening to the Mishnah, who are having a haircut, these people are being Megalech Shalei Kedin. What does places mean, Megalech Shalei Kedin? They are doing it better, they're allowed to take a haircut. What does it mean, Shalei Kedin? Why is this Shalei Kedin? And the previous. And Moshe Peres are considered Kedin. They both got Hatayim to do it. Yeah. So, the Alpi, the Chasm Sifu, which we've mentioned, I want to say it like this. Bein Tam was saying that a person that takes, that is Megaleach Lifnei Amoid, he's not listed in this Mishnah, because this Mishnah is talking about people who Shalei Kedin. So, is Megaleach Lifnei Regel is Kedin. Meaning that somebody of Nichnas into the Regel Menubo, even if it was Ba'inus, yeah, that is not the same as somebody that was that had a haircut and kept covered Yom Tov, yeah, and now wants to shave again in Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the whole Sibas HaIsa, Shuri Kolsim in the bond, doesn't apply to this person. Somebody that was Nichnas Be'oynes, so he was over, he was Nichnas Shuri Kolsim in the bond. He was Nichnas into the Regal Menuvu. That's the tactic. He was Nichnas eyes that had the Be'oynes, fine, he's mutter to have a haircut. But Lemaisa, he was Nichnas into the Regal Menuvu. And like we said in Shina Hassan Sefer, in the long run, this person's doing an act which is not covered Hamoid. It's not covered Hamoid. So he's doing something which is Shalai Kedin. But we were mad at him, because he had an oiness when he started. Whereas somebody that went in to the regal, and he shaved, he was Nichnas Kedin. He's not in the Mishnah. He's much better than the people in the Mishnah. If they never would have had to have been, if everybody did like him, then we wouldn't mind you being Megaleach on Chol HaMoed. The whole Nekudah was because if you don't do it then if you allow them to, people to do it on Chol HaMoed, so then people will never be Megaleach on Erev Yom Tov. But if we knew, let's say we knew, everybody would be Megaleach Erev Yom Tov, but they would also want to be Megaleach also on Yom Tov, then no problem. There's a Meheta out of Malacha, what's the problem? So copy this guy who was. So that's the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the cash of the Torah is not Rabbeinu Tam held. It's not cash to me. You had a cash on me. If he was Taka Muta, he should be inside the Mishnah. And he says, no, the Mishnah is talking about people Shalei Kedin. Somebody was Megaleach Erev Regel is Kedin. I kept covered Yom Tov. I kept it. I was Megaleach. I was Mechalel. There would be no problem for me to if everybody did the same as me to be Megaleach on Chol HaMoed. It's a bit of a long shot. Anyway. So with this, I want to say this is pshat in the Bi'alocha, which we started off with. We asked from the beginning, these people are the Bi'alocha says it's Kedav Ovid, and the question was, why is it Kedav Ovid? It should be Sfeich HaGuf. The answer is that for these people did Shalei Kedin, they were Nichnas, and Alpila Chasm Sefer. You don't have Kavod HaMoed. You don't have the heck of Kavod HaMoed. So the Yipui, the Tzoyach HaGuf, that element they don't have. But it's like God than Tzoyach HaMoed. Everybody has Tzoyach on the Moed, you can do it. So on these people, Taka, he was saying, these people, it's the Tzoyach HaMoed. So the Tzoyach HaMoed, why are they allowed to do Kedarkoi? On that, these people, the heter is, these people, the heter, asoim kedava ovid. These people, God, did not kedava ovid. That's for these people. Okay, there's a lot to say more, but I've completely run out of time. I got a tiny bit. I'll say over something which I heard yesterday. I had other things to say, but it's just, it's more of a chizuk to myself. I heard yesterday in the shir from Rabbi Akiva Medrash, there's a. In Tofei Shamach Tes, Rabbi Akiva Eger, it talks about Simchas Torah, and there it talks about Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down that they used to on Simchas Torah they would take candles, oil lamps, and they got Labor Day, they were dancing with oil lamps on the Simchas Torah, and what happened was they got Labor Day and the oil fell out. And he says, how can it be to be mistapik from is often shumachabat to take out oil
while the flame of the light is off Mishum Mechaba. How can it be mutter what they did? They were walking around and they're getting labor, the oil came out, it was a kibbutz. So he brings down, there's a Machab, Piachodah says, also on the Botei Kohunos, in different sefer, it says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So the Botei Kohunos says that the etzem rikuz is often in Shina Mates. It's around there. Shimla Mates in Shabbos, as an Issa to be miraculous on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because of you might be mistaken cliche. Not allowed to dance. So that itself is a shvus. So why is it mutter on Simchas Torah? So he said because of Kovodat Torah. Kovodat Torah is mati a shvus. Even though B'derech Klal, Kovodat Torah is not mati, a shvus is not mutter because of a Letzayach Mitzvah. It has to be a shvus to shvus Letzayach Mitzvah. I mean, a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, a Mishnah in Beit Zohar, that ain't oily nara ala ilon, but in Rechim al Gabi Behemoth. You're not allowed to, there's, you can't be Mati Shvot Lezoch Mitzvah. But Kovodat Torah we can be. And much more than that, he was Machadish, that even by Machaba, which is, it's Melochadu Abonim, because it's Melochashin Lezoch Gufa. Yeah? But even a Melochad Medivreim, even that was Mut Mishun Kovodat Torah. So I'm speaking to myself because I find it very difficult. The dancing, I difficult for me to get involved. But do you see the koyach of Kovodat Torah? To respect the Torah and to be, and it goes so wide, it can be mati, melochas midivreim, something which we never heard of. No, normal Torah from this one can't be mati. Kovodat Torah can be mati. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we shall have a good, the rest of the Chol HaMoed and Sukkot and Yom Tov.